Christ, we have also obtained an inheritance, so that we who were the first to set our hope on Christ might live for the praise of His glory. These words from Ephesians, to me, this is what All Saints Sunday's about. This declaration that we, the people gathered here today, the people of St. John's, we who've been called and gathered by Jesus here and all around the world, all humans made in God's image, we were made to be saints, called to be saints, declared to be saints. Saints, holy ones, people who are claimed and set apart, people who are destined to be children of God, living in a relationship of praise and joy with God and with one another. Today we hear the good news that humanity is destined to live through Christ with God and with one another. That is God's plan, as people like to say, God's will, God's work, God's mission to build, to transform human hearts, to make of us a body of saints, a body of love, the body of Christ, a body of joy and praise, living in peace and hope with one another, living in love and mercy and grace with one another, as God has done for us. On this day, we are reminded and we proclaim, this is what God is doing. This is what it's all about. Making saints, setting people apart, calling us, transforming us from creatures broken by sin into new creations of love and grace. In Jesus, by the power of the Spirit, God is working to transform us into new creations. All too often, I think we, and by we, I mean both Christians in general and Lutherans in particular, we get hung up on going to heaven. We get hung up on whether we're getting in. And we try to make everything related to God not about how we're changed now, but about what happens later, about getting right with God. In the classic Lutheran words, getting justified with God. Nowadays, justified is kind of a funny word to think about in terms of people, because a lot of people hear the word justified, they're thinking about the writing on a page or a screen, how it's arranged. Do the ends of the lines line up straight, or are they all jiggy-jaggy on the right-hand side? Words can be left justified, right justified, fully justified on both sides. I guess if you would mix those metaphors together, justification is about whether or not we've gotten ourselves right, gotten our edges all straightened up and lined up with respect to God, so that we can slide through the gate. Of course, as good Lutherans, your ears might have picked up, what did he say? Line ourselves up? We can't save ourselves. It's faith in what Jesus is doing, what God has done, which of course is the truth. We are only right with God because God says, I forgive you. We're only justified with God because God says, I love you even with your jaggedy edges. We can be justified, saved, get into heaven, get right with God, whatever you want to call it, only because God says, I don't hold your sin against you. I don't reject you because you're less than perfect. I love you. Period. Which then leads to the question, why do we continue to think everything is about getting right with God when we trust that this is done? We know this through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. We know that God loves us. Even when God in Jesus came to live among us, to lead us, to teach us, even when humanity rejected him, even when humanity responded by killing him, even then, Jesus, resurrected by God's unstoppable powers of life, he came back and said to the very ones who had denied, betrayed, abandoned him, I still love you. Even death cannot stop me from loving you. This is the good news. God declares us saints, blessed, chosen, God's new creations. God reveals it, proclaims it. The Spirit of Jesus is working in, with, under, through us, for us, and for others. We want to make it about getting right with God because the world is so obsessed with success and measuring up, afraid of failure. We think God thinks like us. Am I good enough? Am I really beloved? Today, we hear again the good news. Justification is the easy part because Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. What is still going on is the transformation, the sanctification, the big theological word, the making of people into a creation of love and grace. We remember that today as we remember those whom we've lost this year. As we lift them up, as we name their names in prayer, reflecting on the gifts of God's love in their lives and the gifts they were to us. We don't remember those we love because they were perfect. None of them were. None of us are. We lift them up as saints because of God's grace, because we know that God's love can't be stopped even by death. This is what Jesus was talking about in the blessings and the woes that we hear today. Sometimes it's hard to hear the Beatitudes as anything other than in and out. These are in and those are out. But I think what Jesus is saying in these blessings and these woes, I think what he's declaring is that it's not seeking the success or wealth or power. It's not seeking any of the world's measures of goodness, of worthiness that leads to being blessed, being holy. It's not seeking wealth or power or all the things that leads towards blessing. No, Jesus says, God is with those who are poor. God is with those who are hungry. God is with those who are weeping. God is with those who are weak, who are failures, who are broken, who are worthless. The measurements of the world are meaningless to God's love, God's presence, God's grace. In fact, in this version from Luke, Jesus even goes on to say, God is not with those who are getting everything at the expense of others and laughing and looking down on them. He is not pleased with that. Quit seeking the ways of the world. The way I am showing you, Jesus says. The way I am teaching you, the way I am creating for you, the way that you live into this gift of forgiveness and justification, the gift of heaven, of new life, of mercy and grace, the gift that's already yours, the way of life in God's transformation is simply this. Love one another. Love even your enemies. Love even those who don't love you. Love even those whom you find unlovable, because this way, Jesus says, this way of living into the reign of God through open hearts, through compassion, through grace for one another, this is the way forward. In a broken world, friends, this is the way forward. The way of grace, the way of love, the way of all God's saints who have heard this good news and been declared God's beloved, declaring the same thing also to others. This is the way that leads to new life. Amen.